Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Psalm 91:3. This promise is for all who dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Such a person can confidently say of the Lord, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." Psalm 91:2. Most of us must have had enough encounters with the fowler and his snares in our lives. Of the fowler, Satan, Jesus had some exceptionally caustic statements to make, and it is nothing but profound truth. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. John 10:10. Of course, there are many so-called Christians who do not believe that the fowler exists and is planning and orchestrating evil continually. There are others who ignore him even when they know that it is because of his tricks that they are suffering. The Apostle Paul had this to say regarding the unforgiving attitude in some of the believers in the Corinthian church and the possibility of Satan taking advantage of it. "If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." 2 Corinthians 2:10-11. Are you attentive to the voice of God in your life? It is most essential if you have to escape the fowler's snare. He can outwit you with his schemes if you do not continually dwell in the shelter of the Most High. If you do dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in his shadow, this promise, "Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare," will continually be fulfilled in your life too. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.